Before we really begin, let yourself get comfortable. This is often something we take for granted. If we're not immediately being required to do something, if we're not being beckoned away, then obviously we must be in the process of relaxing. But actual relaxation requires a certain level of forethought. That you do it in the same place can be useful. That you process it in the same way can be a little bit essential. There is the conscious effort to let your shoulders slump and your body ease down into a hazy, drowsy place. But there's also the component of ensuring that you're hydrated, that you've gone to the bathroom, that you've placed a drink of water nearby for if you need it, that you've acquired loose, comfortable clothing, or perhaps no clothing at all, that your temperature is ambient and correct, that everything is just so. You have time to make these little corrections before I begin the deepening portion of this couple's peace and bring you closer together. And of course, you also need one atypical, unique, special, praiseworthy additional implement. You need your partner's hand clasped in your own, in whatever way you find comfortable. Envision reaching over to grasp their hand in the night. Perhaps adopt that position. Although, I place here for your consideration that you may want to touch one another with more than hand on hand, more than one hand, more than a minuscule intertwining of self is to follow. And really, it is so much easier to fall under when you're doing it with someone you love, when your hand is intertwined, when the warmth of another can serve as the focusing point for your intent, relaxation, your deliberate process of euphoric flooding of your senses, until senses fade away, and the only thing that makes sense is to deepen with me, to let my words carry you mutually to a place where you will drift in an altered state of consciousness, a state that is best when it is shared. And although I will guide in broad strokes, where exactly you go when I leave off is up to the amalgam of your shared experience, the united sensory snapshot created by your touch. Your lover's touch on you, the appreciation for and thoughts of one another, and the way you both fade, drift, lose yourselves in an uninhibited, pleasured place that exists in the meditative mind. And really, that's what we're doing, encouraging you to meditate on your lover's caress, on touch, connection, the feeling of being connected, but also that physical connection between you, the place where your nervous systems meet, where you are touching them and they are feeling that touch. They are touching you and you are feeling that touch. The same place, the same nerves that transmit touch from your hands to your mind, and the skin within which those nerves rest is being felt by your lover, who is enjoying the feeling of your supple flesh transmitted to their mind. There is the spark of united, wonderful experience, there in your palms clasped, there in every little caress. If you move where you are laying together with your lover and brush your body against them, once more that responsive, perpetuating cycle of your touch making you aware of their body making them aware of your touch, back and forth the same thing, the mirrored push-pull of minds, each appreciating sensation. And just like trance itself, there's a lot of different things bound up with that sensation. A touch is never merely the reaction of skin and nerves. A touch is also love, connection, companionship, that you are drifting down together. And there are so many wonderful things about sinking with a partner. that help take you even deeper than if you were listening to simple hypnotic words alone. The meditation on your lover serves as a very alluring focusing point. Imagine really being unable to take your fixated, hypnotized mind and eyes off of your partner's wonderful, pleasant companionship. And that's just it. This isn't a solo endeavor, this is a shared experience. Your mind's drifting down the same pathways. When one of you starts to droop, shoulders slack, mind hazy, the other will pick up on the slowed breathing, the experience of hearing your partner experience pleasure, hearing your partner relax to a deeper place, the two of you sharing your descent. And that descent comes with certain benefits come the end. Each of you might find the results invigorating, but no doubt, as you sink deeper, you'll be more concerned with the closeness of your lover, the accessibility of their body, and the wonderful possibilities presented by a shared altered state of consciousness, a deep, resonant, abiding trance. You begin a descent, and each of your bodies is warm, peaceful, prepared, ready to find places inside where the process of relaxation feels so good that it's all you want to do, where it takes priority to relax your body deeper. It's what we're doing. We're setting aside a special moment, each of you feeling the other, each of you near to the other, warm, shared, communal experience, where it feels just a little more possible for your sense of self to mingle with your partner's, to become an us rather than an I. And in that us, warmth and relaxation are all that are present. They are everything. This is an opportunity to slow your mind and let your body relax. Let every part of you become an instrument, a tool toward the end of making your mind so relaxed and euphoric that every word I say slips in and subtly alters your state, subtly installs useful thoughts for future. That's all a suggestion is. When you sink deeply, deeply down, you're really opening yourself to suggestibility. But a suggestion is just that. It's an idea I provide. Once it's in your mind, if a given suggestion is tempting enough, teasing enough, recurringly memorable enough, or if, like this one, it is delivered in memorable, enticing circumstances, with your lover's hand connected to yours, and a shared moment away from the weary outside world, making you nurtured and restored. Well, such a suggestion arrives under very favorable circumstances, and it can go from being my words provided to your mind to being part of the chemical encoding of your mind. So when I provide you with a suggestion of future action, it will be received as my words, but the more pleasurable associations, enticing fantasies, and wonderful present circumstances we add to that mere suggestion, the more it solidifies into a fact of your brain, a rule of your mind, a rule about fun that can be had between you and your hand-holding, loving, alluring, trancing, sleeping partner. Drift down, hear my words, lose yourself in them, and become a shared experience, a moment solidified in the connected nervous system of you and your partner, drifting down together, following the same path into deep relaxation, hand in hand, united, heartbeats and slowed breathing and warm, drifty, supple flesh carrying you, drifting you, dragging you anchored deeply down into happy, peaceful connection and communion, with the knowledge that this is going to be fun for both of you. Yes, you share the road down, down into drifting euphoria where you're so relaxed that anything else you might do is unimportant for a little while. Your mind simply suspended in the wake of words and sensation, touch and communion, with your lover's intent for you to feel good and your desire for them to relax. A shared moment of drift and deep and sink and 10, sliding a little bit deeper, and 9, further down, and 8, your entire body warm, suspended, 7, ready to hear what will make both of you very happy indeed, and 6, and drift to places where every word is a shared, joyous experience, 5, no matter what you may do together, 4, you will feel the other's body, feel your partner's touch, 3, feel their closeness throughout the whole experience, 2, and if you change, they do too, 1, and if they change, you do too. Together, you sleep.